If a full turkey is too large for a small gathering, one could purchase a variety of turkey parts or ask for a turkey breast, with the bone in, and start a new tradition for the Christmas meal. Turkey parts work well when cooking for two or three diners. This week's recipes offer ideas for preparing a less traditional but still tasty Christmas dinner. Add a favorite dessert and have some sugar cookies, shortbread, and Christmas oranges available for after-dinner snacking. Roast turkey breast. 1 skinless turkey breast, bone in, about 3 pounds. 2 garlic cloves, cut in slivers. 1/2 a teaspoon. Dried rosemary. 3 tbsps. Honey. 1 tablespoon. Dijon mustard. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 1 tablespoon lemon juice. 1/2 a teaspoon. Pepper. Salt to taste. Make small slits in top of turkey breast and insert garlic slivers. In small bowl, combine honey, mustard, oil, lemon juice, rosemary, and pepper. Brush mixture over turkey breast. Sprinkle with salt to taste. Place turkey breast in a baking dish, meaty side up. Roast in preheated 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 45 to 60 minutes. Baste every 10 to 15 minutes until done. Remove from oven, let sit 10 minutes, and then carve meat off the bone on the diagonal. Store leftovers in refrigerator. Use in sandwiches with cranberry ginger sauce, in soups, casseroles, or in a stir fry. Cranberry ginger sauce. 3/4 lb. Fresh cranberries. 1 cup orange juice. 1 cup brown sugar. 1 tablespoon grated fresh ginger root. Place all ingredients in a large saucepan. Bring to a boil, reduce heat, and simmer gently for 10 minutes. Stir occasionally. Cranberries will pop open and mixture will thicken. Makes about 2 cups. Cool and store in refrigerator. Outside stuffing. 10 cups dry bread cubes. 2 to 3 medium onions, chopped into small pieces. 3 celery stalks, diced into small pieces. 1 package. White button mushrooms, chopped into small pieces. 1 tablespoon dried thyme. 1 tablespoon dried sage. 1 tablespoon dried rosemary. 1/2 cup butter, melted. 2 cups, more or less, chicken broth. Salt and pepper to taste. Melt butter in a saucepan, then cook onion, celery, mushrooms, and herbs on medium-low, stirring occasionally, until vegetables are soft, but not browned. This takes about 10 minutes. Place bread in a large casserole or roaster. Add salt and pepper to taste. Add cooked vegetables and then broth. Mix just until bread cubes are moist. Cover and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for about 30 minutes. Stir occasionally and taste as it cooks. Adjust spices to taste. Be careful the mixture doesn't burn or stick to bottom of pan. Keep warm until time to serve. Store leftovers in refrigerator or freeze for future use. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.